One man the Yama says, Yaviyu Adim Shanitrafo Bienis Apotah. Talking about a Shayna Sacha now. So let's say you're an honest, it wasn't your fault. Ganmovim came and ripped up the shore. So bring Adim that that's what happened, and your potter. Trashi the Shayna Sacha, potter the Yainzi, gonna say they, or Mesa Nishba. Yeah. So that's one man the Yama learns. That's what the potter means. Bring Adim and you'll be potter. Abishur loimeno, Yavi Adud Yola Bezdin. Bring the Nevela itself to Bezdin. That's the way Dash is a positive. Yeah, you have to bring, the Mazik has to bring the Nevela to Bezdin. So Rashi says, Adud means from the Lashon of Pasuk in Bereishis, Ba Boike Yoichel Ad, Tahaino Shlal, Kungarin Ado, Neymari. Skitza means that Adud aid here means the Adud the Nevela itself. So what's the Machlaikis here? My love isn't it, the whole Kemiflag, that's the Machlaikis over here. The Mas of the Chas Nevela the Nizik. According to the Tanakhama, you can't dash in the post, it means the Mazik should bring the Nevela, because it's not the Mazik's Nevela, it's the Nizik's Nevela. Therefore, dash is the posik, rather, you'll be away dim, and you'll be potter. Or masava, but Abishol dash is no, the mazik heavy. That lamaisa, the nevela now belongs to the mazik. And therefore, the mazik has to bring the nevela to Bezdin. So that's the, therefore, you can dash in the posik, your view aid means that the mazik has to bring the nevela. So where you see some machlekes like this, do we say that the nizik owns the nevela right away? Or else no, we say the mazik owns the nevela right away. And if the Mazik wants to pay up with the Nevela, he can pay up, but it's only worth then how much is worth for Shasta Peroin. Tamara says, Loi, maybe that's not the Machlokes over here. I'll tell you the Kula Yalma de Nizik. Everybody agrees, no, that the Nevela, the Torah says, the Ames Yaloi belongs to the Nizik. And therefore, if my shore kills your shore, and Bashasta's dead, it's worth $50 now, and when it's alive, it was worth $200, I only have to pay you $150. Both agree to that. So what's the Machlokes over here? Here the shaila is, who has to bother picking up the nevela and returning it? Or let's say the animal fell into your bore, 10 feet down. Who has to take the bother of picking up the nevela out of the bore and giving it back to the nizik? Even if you hold the belongs to the nizik, that means the proyin, we look as if how much it's worth right now b'shas misa. So the mazik only owes them 150. But still, does it start to say that the tircha, the bother of picking up the nevela and delivering it to the nizik, maybe the mazik has to take care of it? That's what the machlokes over here is. And the Maratika says, well, Tanya, I'll bring you proof to this. That Acherim Mermer Acherim say, Minayin Shabal Habor, Lahalos Shami Baroi, how do we know if your ox falls into my bor? That the owner of the bor has the responsibility to get the shor out and return it back to the nizik. Talmud Lomar, the Pasuk says, Kesev Yoshev Lebolov, Vahames. So Yidashin, Hames goes back to Yoshev Lebolov. That the Bala Bor has to return to the owner, the Mace also. Even though we hold what? The Nevela belongs to the Nizik, and therefore since it was worth $50 right away, I only owe you $150, but still the Tircha of picking up the Nevela, that's upon the Mazik. The Bala Bor has to return the Mazik, the Nevela. That's what we dash in Kesev Yoshev Lebolov Vihames. Rashi says, Mashma Sha'af Hanes Yoshev Lebolov. Even the Mesosi has to return to the owner. Oh, Malaya Bayala Rova, Sabaya said to Rova, Hai Terech Nevela Hechidami. How are we talking about? What's the pshat here from this Tircha, this bother of picking up the Nevela? Elaine, if you want to tell me the Babira Shav Yezuza, in the boar was only worth one Zuz. The Yaguda Shav Yarbo, and on top now, it's worth 4 zuz. It's all from the Gemara kitorach, but the nashe kitorach. When he's working right now, he's working for himself. Like Rashi says, but the nashe kitorach, but rebbe the nashe kovin. The shimle le nizik, but the meyaseri. For lomuli kroa de vaneis. Like what do we need a pasuk for? There is mashma. We look at the nevela. How much is worth b'shas misa? So lamaisa, this shor died in the bor. So you look how much it's worth in the bor. In the bor, it's only worth $10. So the Maisa, I only take off $10, and the rest I have to pay you. Now, if I pick it up, it's worth now $20, so of course the Mazik should pick it up. Like it's working for himself. Because now that when I pick it up, I make it worth more, so I'm gaining on the deal. So Chorob Shita, the Mazik should want to do it like he gains on the deal. So why do we need a Pasuk to say no? The Mazik has to do it. So Gemara says, Omalei. He answered back, no. Like Tzrichi, you know where I need the Pasuk. To the Dira Shav Yezuza. That in the bor it was worth one zuz, the nevela. The yaguda nami shav yezuza. And even on top of the bor, it's also only worth one zuz. So there's no big gain in money. Still, it's only a tircha involved. So still the Torah says, you know who has to do the tircha of picking up the animal, the nevelam, the mazik has to do it. Says Gemara, mi yikah kai gavnid, is there anything like that? How could that be? That for the schlepping it up, you don't have to pay. How could that be? So Gemara says, in yes. So Amr Yinshi, people talk like that. Kishura b'masa b'zuza. If you want to buy a beam of a kishura, Rashi has kaira, a big beam. In the city, it's worth a zuz. Kishura b'davra b'zuza. If you buy it outside in the sod, it's also worth a dollar. Rashi says, v'afagash m'chusra b'ol yir, nimka b'zuz. Christ says, they don't care about that. Sometimes you don't have to pay for transportation. It's worth a dollar in the city or in the fields. Here also, the Pasuk is talking about in the case where the nevela is worth the same amount, whether it's in the bor or on top of the bor. It's only a question, who has to do this bother of picking up the nevela? That's the chiddush of Kesef Yosher Lebolu V'Hameis, that the owner, the mazik, has to return the nevela also. Taito, Omar Shmuel, Shmuel says like this, Ein Shomin Loi Leganif V'Loi Legazlin Elo L'Nizokim. So Shmuel says, what does that mean? That Rashi says, Minig Dayonamu Shein Shomin Loi Leganif V'Loi Legazlin Shein Gona V'Golza Be'im Loi Kelim V'Nifchasu Etzloi Ein Shomin Avela V'Ashrom L'Bailim Shiyastu Leganif V'Pchus Elo Yashrom Be'im V'Kelim U'Lim V'Ashrom Shloi. If you steal something, Leganif or a Gazlin, and let's say by you it gets worthless, and now you want to return it, you're not allowed to return this chafis and say, it's worth less $10, I'll just pay you $10 more. No, by a gun of the gazan, if you stole it and ruined it, you have to keep the ruined things and paying back the value, how much it was worth, b'shas you stole it. That's the halacha by a gun. That ain't shaman. We don't shots up valuate the damage now, but rather you have to pay back the whole thing. Elulun is looking. It's only by Nizokim that the Pasuk says, V'amesi Eloi, that if my shor kills your shor that was worth $200, we don't stop and say, I have to pay you back $200, but rather we say, the nevela is worth 50. Okay, keep the nevela. I'll only be mashlim the other 150. So that's only a svara by Nizokim, and not a svara by Ganef and Gazlin. That's what Shmuel said. V'ani yoimer, me myself, V'ani yoimer, af l'shoil. For Shemesh Shoyal has the same halacha, and the Abba Maidali, my father agrees to me also. Mother is Rav. Rav agrees to me also. So Mar says, like, what is he talking about? E boilihu. Hokikom, is this what Shmuel meant to say? Af l'shoyal shaman. That even for Shemesh Shoyal also, if damage happens on the Nizokin, that we could shots up, and it means he says, you keep the mace or the broken pieces, and I'll only pay you back the difference. And the Abba Maidali, and my father Rav also agrees to me. I do maybe no, maybe this is what Shmuel meant to say. Hokikomna. Vani Yemarai say afli shirl ain't shaman. No, maybe a shemesh shol is like a ganef gazlin. That if damage happens, you have to keep it and pay back the complete money. And Viyaba Maidli, my father also agrees to me. So the kids we have a suffix, what's the locha by a shol? If something happens to it, can he give it back and pay the rest? Or does he have to pay for the whole thing? So Mar says, Toshma, come and bring your proof. To you, Garba, there was a man, the shoyal Nagamichavri, borrowed a hack or an axe from his friend Tavra, and it broke by him. So he was a shemesh shol, he borrowed it, and it broke by him. His osla came to Rav, came in front of Rav and said, what should I do now? Do I have to pay him back for a new axe? Or can I give him back this one and just pay him for the difference? How much I ruined it? Or Malay said back to him, zil shlim le nar gamalya. No, you have to pay him back a new one. You can't give this back and just be mashtim, you have to pay a new one. So Shmamina from here, it's a proof that ain't shamin. Here's the proof that you did not shat, you did not evaluate by a shoyl, but rather the shoyl keeps the broken pieces and he has to pay back for a new one. So Mar says, "Ad Rav, maybe just the opposite." Midiyam relay Rav Kan of Rav Asi l'Rav. Since Rav Kan and Rav Asi over there said it back to Rav, Dina Hochi is what you said. Is that right? Did you do the right halacha of a shosik? And Rav kept quiet. Shachur Smashman that Rav was chayza. So Shmamina, that should be a proof. Shaman, that should be a proof that we do shats up. Yes, but Rav made a said wrong first. And the locher is by a shemesh shol also, you borrowed an axe and it broke by you, you have a right to give back the axe and I'll only pay you for the difference. So kiss, we still don't have a cloth sock. Itma learn like this. Omar ula omar ablaza. Shomin lagana for lagazlin. That even by gana for gazlin also, he says, we're shomin, we shots up. Even by gana for gazlin also. That if a gazlin steals something, it gets worth less by him, I have a right to give back this piece now and I'll just be mashed and pay the difference. Rav Papi Yama, no, ain't shaman. No, you can't evaluate by a ganef a gazlin, but rather he has to pay back completely the whole thing. Ain't shaman. The Hilkos, what's the maskana? Ain't shaman, loy leganef, loy legazlin. That both if you steal or rob, you have to pay back the whole thing. You can't give back the broken pieces and pay the rest. But Avul Lishol, what about a Shoyim Shoyol? Shomin. Here we do Shatsop. Kidder Avkan of Rav Asi, as they said. Because if you borrow an axe, and by you the axe broke, so you have a chiyuv to pay for it, what you could do is give back the broken pieces and say, listen, these are worth $1, and the axe before was worth $10, I'll only pay you now $9. The Yomar Ula, right, the Yomar Ula says, Omar Reb Loza, Shilya, there's a placenta, Sheyotasa Miksa Vainisha, if a lady has given birth, the placenta, Sheyotasa Miksasa Vayarisha, a little bit of it came out the first day. Well, Miksasa Vayem Sheni, the rest of it came out the second day. So the question is now, when does she have a tumma later? That locker, if it's in a keva, she has to sit 14 days, she's tummy, and then she starts, she may tyra. So when do we start counting the 14 days? So Ula said, Moinim Lam Minarishin. We start counting from the first day. Even though only a little bit of the placenta came out, still, we're chayshir that maybe rove of the blood came out the first day, so therefore she's considered like she gave birth the first day, therefore she starts a tumma later the first day. Omalei Rava said back, my dad's, what's your reasoning? L'chumra, that you want to be machmer. In other words, really we have a suffix, the part of the placenta shuri came out. But she only has tumas nida, tumas leda, if rove of the vlad came out. So we only have a suffix if really rove of the vlad came out in that mixa shuri. So we only have a suffix. So you're saying she starts counting the tumma from the first day, because you want to go to chumra. But if so, he said, no, you should know it's a chumra v'yosla day kula. This chumra makes us lenient also. It's a kula. Why? To come at the heres later rishon. That the lacher is you led this after 14 days, then even though she sees dam, it's dam tor. So if you start counting later the first day, 14 days later, you're going to be makled by her, that if she sees dam on the 14th day afterwards, she's going to be tor. And really, I would start to say maybe the vlad first came out the second day. So the dam she sees 14 days later is still dam tomei. So how could you be makled? Elo, therefore, the lachosh should be like this. Elo, my rova. Lachosh chasheshes. That's like a true. We're afraid that maybe she became tummy the first day. Therefore, if she touches Tyrus now, like even though no dam came out of her, she had mamash a lady aveshta. That means the lachosh is by your letters when she gives birth. Even if no dam comes out, still she has tumas later. As long as the baby comes out, the shulya comes out, she has tumas later. See, so yeah, the first day, a little bit of the shulya came out. So we have a chash, maybe rove of the vlad was in that piece, and therefore we're choshed that she's tummy today, so any tyrus that she touched, tak is tummy. But nimna, when do we start counting the 14 days should be up? To say that after that the dam is torn, le nimna yel l'sheni. Havadi, you only start counting the chumra from the second day. So my kamashma, what are you teaching me then? The yen niksa shulya b'lay vlad. That any time a little bit of the shulya came out, for sure, there was part of the vlad there. Because if it's possible to have a part of the shulya without a vlad, then we won't be choshed that rove of the vlad came out. It's only since in every piece of the shulya it comes out for sure, there's a part of the vlad, we have a subject, maybe rove of the vlad came out. Gemara says, Tanina, we learned this already. What's your chiddush? We learned this already. Learned aloha that shulya shiyotsa miksasa is by an animal. You make a shchita on the animal. Aloha is if the kid is in the mother's stomach b'shan shchita, the shchita sa'in helps for the kid. What about if the kid comes out before the shchita? The shchita doesn't help. What's going to be about shulya, the placenta, sheyotsa miksasa? A little bit of it came out before the shchita. Sasura bachila. Then you cannot eat the vlad.
And Rashi learns asura means kula, the whole placenta like a zosatit. V'yafapi shein bo vlad, even though we don't see a vlad in there. So then the Gemara goes on to say that simin vlad b'isha and simin vlad b'behema. So Rashi means to say chlema. B'vnei shashilya simin vlad b'ein b'isha b'ein b'behema. It means if you see a shilya, the placenta comes out, whether it came out from a lady or from an animal, we said that to simin that there was a vlad there. Therefore, since the placenta by the behema came out before the shchita, therefore we say it's possible you can't eat it because the shchita was not done on it. Because the shchita of the mother only helps for the part that's inside the animal, but a part that's outside, the shchita doesn't help for it.
You can't eat that behema. You can't eat the shulya, you can't eat the vlad. So Mar says, no. Even must this from this mission alone, having been